Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is a very special one, isn't it, Stone?
Good morning, sir. It most certainly is. I have been looking forward to this segment for a long time. We always have the best time when we visit and play with OAUG, Oracle Applications Users Group, and we have them back with us this morning. How you doing, Miss Mariana?
I'm doing great. Feels great to be back in the studio.
Yeah, and who'd you bring with you?
I brought my friend Anna Gross. She is the membership manager for OAUG, and so this is her first time on the radio, but I thought it would be a good experience for her.
So building that membership, that becomes your problem now?
Yes, that is my problem. Mariana has taught me well and
has passed the baton onto you. So, Mariana, what are you looking forward to most about going to Open World?
Well, just getting back on the show floor again. This is our second year having a booth. We'll be at booth 3131 in Moscone West. And this is a new thing for us. Last year, we're the only user group I know that's on the floor making a presence. We also have a kiosk that's upstairs in Moscone South.
But that's what the other users groups, right?
Yes, so. All the other user groups are meeting in that pavilion. So we're doing the Radio OAUG again this year and having several interviews from Oracle experts, OAUG leaders, users of Oracle applications, giving tips and tricks about OAUG, some of their case studies, experiences, that kind of thing.
Now, was that helpful to the members of hearing right from the horse's mouth so many Oracle people? I know last year we interviewed, it seemed like, at least a half a dozen Oracle execs to talk about their products, you know, right from them.
It is, because one of the things we focus on at OAUG is having an influence in the Oracle community. So we want to make sure that we have that open conversation with them to make sure that we know what's happening in the Oracle world. And so we can provide the best resources for our members.
I want to hear a little bit from Mark Ramos. He's with EIS Technologies. You are a very big part of this.
I love me some Open World. Love me some trade shows. That's what we do. And, you know, while we're plugging OAUG, can I plug my user group, too?
You have your own?
Can we have a little wrestling match?
There's a Mark Ramos user group?
Oh, there is a Mark. No, I sit on the board for OHUG, which is the Oracle HR user group, sister group to OAUG. And we'll also be in the pavilion upstairs at Moscone. West? South?
South.
Okay. Hold on. I'm writing that down right now. And also, we support Open World as well as OHUG and OAUG Collaborate as EIS Technologies as well. So a lot of hats at these events. This is where we make our, no pun intended, splash. We'll talk about that later maybe. But I'll be there both as a user group representative as well as with my organization.
So now when you looking at Oracle Open World through the prism of you're an exhibitor there?
We are an exhibitor.
Right. Yes. So you're wearing lots of hats, like you said. How do you attack a show like that? Because that thing is massive.
Loud. Yeah. So we have, 60,000 of our closest friends? So look for loud shoes, loud voices, and lots of cash. I mean, it is. You've got to be louder than the rest and shine, and EIS will, I promise you that.
And then EIS, this isn't the only trade show. You guys go to trade shows throughout the year, right?
We do. We go
to part of your marketing strategy.
Yeah, probably 30 trade shows a year all around the world. I'm looking at Jen in the corner. I think we're off to Chicago. I won't necessarily plug the other shows, but off to Chicago, UK, maybe some fun stuff in London there.
And then, so what made you get involved, like, with OAUG and OHUG? Like, why is that an important part of your marketing?
Well, I think it's important. One is, on the OHUG side of things, it's one thing to support a group monetarily. Mm-hmm. But really, I think the true value comes in when you give your time and you give your resources. That really shows that you're dedicated. As an organization, to dedicate your resources that you pay money to help grow your business. But when we devote, and not just me, but the rest of the volunteers on the boards, when you devote time, it shows that you do care about the community. You know, the growth, whether it's membership or whether it's in the vendor arena, keeping that user group financially secure for years to come. The fact that you dedicate time, resources, and you don't get paid for it, that just shows that you are passionate about what you do. And it also gives you that face-to-face time with the folks, whether they're users, vendors, or experts.
Now, Mariana and Anna, how do you serve the people that are members of lots of different users groups in the Oracle ecosystem? Is that unusual, or is that just part of the deal?
It's really not unusual because each user group is broken up depending on the industry, the product line. Mm-hmm. And it just depends on what you're trying to get out of the user group. So our user group serves front-end users. So we focus on people who use the software daily, not the people who set up the software or write the code or anything like that. And within that, we do serve a lot of people in a variety of industries and product lines. So ours is pretty massive in terms of that. But if you want to get down and really focus on like different aspects of that, you can join multiple user groups. I mean, there's no penalty for it. We're all friends.
But I mean, you guys do an event, Collaborate, where that brings several users groups together, right?
Yes.
Yes. Do you want to go talk about that?
Sure. Yes. I love mm-hmm. Collaborate. We do collaborate with two other user groups, and it's mm-hmm. the three of us really collaborating and helping all of our members together understand what we offer and what we can give people as the world's largest Oracle application group is a lot. But like Mariana said, other groups can really help people drill down and get into the specifics. And it totally makes sense for a company to join, to come to collaborate, you know, and want to know information from all three user groups. And that's really, I think, what makes it cool is we really are collaborating to make sure everyone has the information they need to be successful.
Right. You're just helping the member, you know, achieve their goals, and you're just helping them facilitate it. So it's not a competitive thing.
Right.
It's like you said, it's collaborative.
Definitely collaborative. Perfect name.
Perfect name.
I want to hear about this Splash BI. I know we talked about it very briefly the last time you were here, but you probably learned some things and accomplished some things since the last time we talked, yeah?
We have, yes. So EIS technologies really our bread and butter was in the Oracle space, the e-business space. But what we found was that our technology as well as our expertise in the e-business space easily translated to other ERP systems, other applications, meaning the need for on-demand reporting, transactional reporting. And so what we did is we leveraged our technology as well as our expertise in e-business, Oracle e-business, and we've brought that and translated that over into other applications. We've since launched that second organization, our second company called Splash Business Intelligence. We'll be co-branding, which is a bit of a challenge, but we'll be co-branding our booth at Open World, where we will showcase not only our Oracle e-business reporting technologies, but also Splash BI, which addresses the Taleo market. Also a new investment there with Oracle, and actually not so new anymore, as well as the PeopleSoft and Salesforce users. But it's agnostic, meaning any application, any ERP, we can grab the data and allow end users to very easily perform on-demand ad hoc transactional reporting.
Now, can you talk a little bit about how your company decided to go down this path? Because that had to be a big business decision. I mean, this is a slight pivot, right?
It is.
Well, it's an addition. I don't think it's a pivot.
Yeah. If you look at the big ERP players, and I'll take Oracle for example, there's a reason why they are acquiring new organizations. There's a reason why in our space, technology firms are either merging or acquiring other technology firms. And if you read the writing on the wall, that is with these acquisitions come new demands, new technology,
right,
leveraging what people have in the past and being able to do the same things. Well, obviously with Oracle taking Taleo, there are Taleo users that then have the question marks over
right.
their heads of, okay, well, what does that mean to us? What does that mean to us? Well, as a vendor, we want to help answer those questions. So not only paying attention to what's happening in the market space, but being able to address the questions of, okay, well, what's next for us as a user? What's next for us as a community? If you can identify those, get ahead of the curve, then it makes life easier for those users to make decisions on how they're going to run their business given the changing landscape. Does that make any sense at all? That sounded like a lot of stuff.
Well, it makes perfect sense to me why you would want to exhibit at these trade shows and be available to prospective clients. Why the heavy investment in time, energy, and resources in an organization like OAUG? Because it's more than just collaborate, which is – you're probably going to participate in that as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. We are a – Jen, what are we, like a – platinum, high level. Yeah, I think I wrote that check. I wrote that big old check. Right? You guys know how much we
do.
You
yeah.
guys know how much we invest in you guys.
Star partner.
Star partner. Is that what we are?
Yes.
Do I get a blue star or something? Do I get?
No? What do you want? They'll make it that.
I'll draw you a star.
Okay, I get a star. No, we invest heavily in organizations like OAUG Collaborate because of, and they said it earlier, they said it best earlier, they bring in fantastic expertise, and they bring in a large user community looking for best of breed solutions. And we are one of the best of breed providers. We are thought leaders, and it's that sharing in the community, A, that we invest in. We want to make sure that Collaborate and OAUG stays healthy. So as a vendor, we write that check to keep that community going. But also, by investing in that organization, it helps them hopefully grow their membership as well. And the value that we provide as a vendor and the thought leadership that we help provide help really drive content to that organization as well as keep it financially viable.
Now, getting back to the Splash BI, is this the kind of unveiling of this, or has it been out in the marketplace? Do you have users right now?
We do have users now. Our soft launch, our very quiet launch, was at Alliance, which is the higher ed user group that really addresses the PeopleSoft market. We had a little bit louder launch at OHUG in June in Vegas, but really Open World will be our big coming out party.
Yeah. And are you doing some?
I'm going to have
a surprise.
Yeah, I'm going to have probably about $3,000 in cash in my hand. Throwing it up in the air. We're going to make
just,
it rain.
You're just bribing
that's just
people.
Cash. Oh, yeah. We're going to make it rain.
It's a good strategy. So
I'm
now,
just kidding. Not really.
When they come in there, they'll get to see demos. Or do you have like happy clients in there that are using it already?
We'll do both. We'll be interviewing some of our current clients, video shoot that Jen will be running. They'll tell their stories. We'll also have live demos on our iPads, on touch screens, walking around. We've got a 20 by 20 booth. We've made a pretty heavy investment as well in Open World. I don't think as big as Collaborate, though, so you guys, you're okay.
You're still winning.
You're still winning.
As long as we're still winning.
Yeah, you're still winning.
So in the booth, there's going to be a lot of that's kind of where a lot of people are going to see this for the first time.
It will be, yeah. Within our booth, and it's right 20 by 20, you can't miss it. But we'll also be doing some off-site one-on-one private meetings and so forth as well.
Well, what's your favorite part about these shows? What do you enjoy the most?
Seeing you guys. You know, I like seeing you guys. You guys are broadcasting from the OAUG booth.
Right.
I will be the one throwing paper airplanes at you to disrupt the show. So, and actually, I'll do this. The first person that captures video footage throwing stuff at Lee and Stone at OAUG, I will give you a $50 bill.
Oh, nice.
I want video of that. I want it posted to YouTube, and the first one that does that, I will have $50. Come see me at EIS. Yes.
Mariana's
not here.
Right now she's doing it.
So the challenge is out there. But no, my favorite part, honestly, is two things. One, seeing old friends. This is the time where we get to see our old friends that we've been – I mean, I've been doing this for 2 decades now, right? So, wow.
You should be pretty good at it by now.
I'm getting better. I'm trying. I'm trying. I promise. But it's seeing the old friends and making new. I mean, that's really what this is about. It's the face-to-face engagement.
Right. And then Oracle Open World is that's the biggest Oracle event. But you guys go to other – events as well, like don't you go to the Salesforce?
We do. So we'll be at
Dreamforce.
Yeah, we'll be at Dreamforce, HR Tech, and Oracle Open World. Is that my October? Yeah, I think I'm 4 weeks on the road.
So it's like a blur.
Starting now, yeah.
So now, OAUG, what do you guys got going on upcoming? I know this is the show is coming up in a few weeks, but then after that?
Oh, well, after that, it's all hands on deck for Collaborate. We're in full Collaborate mode.
And Collaborate next year is going to be where?
It's going to be in Las Vegas again, Mandalay Bay.
And so you're getting the tour of Vegas?
Yes. It's actually a perfect place. It's right at the end of the strip.
Right. So you're going one side to the other?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be April 12th through the 16th. So mark your calendars. And we're just about to open registration. So you early bird registration can start. I know we've already opened exhibitor booth registration. So you guys
Am I writing the check? Did I write
the check yet? That's why we're all here. This is intervention. All right, here we go. Right now.
Weren't we doing something for OAUG when we were in Vegas and we had the Dean Martin Frank Sinatra hotel rooms that they put us in?
Right. At the Venetian.
Yes, we were at the Venetian in the Palazzo last year.
Yeah. Right. You should have seen this guy. I'm used to staying at the Hampton Inn, just so you know. But I walk into this hotel room, and it takes me 20 minutes. I'm trying to figure out how to open the drapes. There's a remote control for the drapes, and it was just that's just it's a memory, is what it is.
Vegas spares no expense.
It was fun.
Okay, so now EIS. If somebody wants to learn more for you guys, what are you guys up to? Where to go?
www.eistech.com. I will repeat. Yeah. EISTech.com.
And then I know you're all over social media. Is there anything special for Splash? Where can they find you?
At SplashBI is our Twitter handle. SplashBI.com is our website. And if you hashtag that with your YouTube video throwing stuff at Stone and Lee at the OAUG booth at Open World.
Look, half the people in the studio are throwing stuff at us right now. So now,
tweet that now.
Now, OAUG website for you guys.
Is very simple, OAUG.org. And during Open World, we're going to be having a new discussion forum that we actually just launched live a couple of days ago. And so if you are at Open World or even not at Open World, you can just click on our homepage to this banner. It says OAUG at Open World. It's very easy to find. And then you can share answers or ask questions and share answers is going to be our biggest thing. Mm-hmm. It can be in any digital format on your phone or on your computer, wherever you are. We're encouraging everyone to interact during Open World. And when you're at the booth at Open World, you can even fill out a little post-it and stick it on our wall as well. So,
No Name That Tune. If you want Name That Tune, you gotta go to collaborate, right?
That's exactly. We do not play Name That Tune.
That's where the magic happens. Now, one quick plug for OAUG. You're an exhibitor, a vendor. You participate. If somebody isn't a member of OAUG, what's a compelling reason for them to get off their butts and join?
All right, I'll give you two. I'm gonna help you. I'm gonna help you with your membership. I'll give you from the user side. If you want to learn how to be more efficient and effective at doing your job, fantastic answers at Collaborate. If you want to learn and meet the best and brightest in your field, Collaborate's a fantastic. Now, if you're on the HR side, OHUG's a great show for that. Did I say that? But it is the place to get the knowledge you need to be more productive at what you do and to rub elbows and meet the experts. The best and brightest at what they do, and also the experts in terms of the solutions that are out there. So any and all of your questions can get answered and will get answered at Collaborate. From the vendor side, if you want to talk return on investment, shows like OAUG, OHUG that are specific to a user community that is made up of your constituents, if you want to meet those folks face-to-face, that's where you should invest. I mean, and I mean, proof is in the pudding. That's 30% of my budget goes to events like these.
Wow.
Good stuff. Well, thank you all for being here. Open World, you can find them both there. Your booth, do you know your booth numbers?
3131.
And Mark, you can take a stab at it?
Yeah.
Look for the money flying.
Yeah, look for the money flying. 3525. 3525, little bird just told me in my ear. And the $50 challenge, hashtag $50 challenge, Stone and Lee. Get them.
All right. Well, thank you all for being here today. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.